What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J.
This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? Oh my gosh. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby? Living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise. Yes. And why do I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? Come on, say it with me. You already know, because God made you that way. Yes, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, I always tell y'all he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him, right? Now look, what's the second reason that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Y'all already know this one too. You ready? You want to say it with me? Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And there also is a third thing that I'll tell y'all too. My gosh, you know what I got to do, right? I gotta give a shout out to my haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers, you know, people out there that ain't too thorough and too wise. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? You want to say it with me too again? You ready? On three though this time. One, two, three. Hi, haters, cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too, man. So look, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience, you're trying to figure out, you know, this girl J, why she giving a shout out to haters? What's going on with this whole thing? Listen, haters' acknowledgement backwards, okay? That's number one. It's acknowledgement backwards. When people hate on you, it's because they don't know how to show the love. So they show the hate, okay? So you never hate on them. And let me tell you why, all right? Psalms 23 in the Bible. You know, I love God. All right? I got to break it down to you like this. Okay? It says, this is God's promise. I will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. All right? So when they come over, right? I tell y'all to say hi, haters. Y'all need this work too. So God's saying when they come over, he's going to prepare a table for them in the presence of you. Like, he gonna do this for you in the presence of your enemies. Right? Then he said, you know what else I'm gonna do since you being so thorough and you so wise? I'm gonna anoint your head with oil. Right? And your cup. Right? Your cup's gonna run over. Like, blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing. So look, this how I put it out there in pieces for y'all. I'll give you this analogy. Right? Imagine, right, God in his glory. He's just so thorough. He's so wise. Right? And he just preparing this table just for you. In front of everybody, your haters, all these people that don't like you, that was hating on you, you know what I mean? You out there, you know, shining on them, just trying to do what it is that God tell you to do. He's out here, he's preparing this table for you. He's doing it for you in the presence of all of that. All these people, naysayers and all the people that just did you wrong, all that. right? And he's anointing your head with oil. It's like everything that you want. You know, this table, man. This table got like all your goodies on it. You know, anything that you could possibly want, need, everything. He's just doing it right there for you in the presence of them, right? Anointing your head with oil, your cups overflowing. It's blessing after blessing after blessing. Can you imagine how thorough and wise that is? Oh, man. You can't do nothing but say, hi, haters. Because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Because see, when God does stuff like that, blesses you, it's for other people. Because, you know, it's like the bait that he's using. You know, so they see all this stuff, all this glory, all these things happening in your life. You know, sometimes it could be a little rough, a little tough. Sometimes it could be marvelous. But whatever it is, it's all that you need, all that you ever wanted. And they coming over and they looking, they like, wait a minute, hold on. You know, they like this, them somebody over there shining, or who over there shining? Because the light, it shines so bright. Shine bright like a diamond. It's this light that you got on the inside of you. It's like radiating because God's doing all this stuff for you. So it's shining so bright and they coming over and they trying to look. And what happens is, oh my gosh, God's so thorough and he's so wise that they wind up getting blessed by the message. Yeah, whatever message he's using, whatever he's putting out there in pieces for him, baby. And this is just a touch of J. So all I'm trying to do is put it out there in pieces for you. To let you know that never hate on the haters, okay? I'm trying to tell you, it's acknowledgement backwards, all right? All you got to do is say, hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, they need that work too. And enjoy the blessing that God's putting out there in pieces for them. All right, that's it for you. You don't got to do nothing else. All right, never hate on them. Just always congratulate them. Be happy when they come around, because that's when you know that God's preparing the table for you. All right, now look. Have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh, mom been dropping a dime on there. Yes. So the last time I talked to y'all, I really didn't tell y'all everything. I just gave y'all pieces. Okay, because you always say, you know, you be giving me so much stuff. So I said, you know what, let me go ahead, let me just give you a little piece of it then. So make sure y'all go over to My Name, it's RONI76 on Instagram. And for those of y'all who don't have Instagram, because, you know, Instagram is rocking over here in the U.S. and a couple other places. But y'all got, you know, the WhatsApp app. Y'all got me all over social media. Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, everywhere. You know, whatever y'all need me. It's just Touch J. It's shout out everywhere. But make sure y'all get those pieces, right? Because I've been putting my kids out there. Throw back pictures of them. Oh, man. I've been putting Beat Break Radio stuff. Things that I've been doing with that. I've been putting out my music lately. Yes, just little bits of the songs because I got a mixtape coming out, okay? So I'm just giving y'all just little pieces of that, you know, just a touch of J. Not too much, can't give too much, just a touch. Okay, pictures of me, okay? From how I was looking to how I'm looking now to how I was looking right before now to my healing, the whole healing process because, baby, God is healing me. Oh, my gosh. You know, to all my health things that I had going on, I'm putting all that out there in pieces for you, baby. Make a love beast because just everything. It's just getting put out there in pieces for you, all right? Because this is just a touch of J. That's what I do. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So check it out on My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, all right? Now, you know what else I got to do, right? I got to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond and talk to y'all about making love in Fee's Kitchen. Yes. Have y'all been checking out Making Love Beast Kitchen? I ain't really been putting too much out there. I was dropping a couple things on the app, but I told y'all the other day that I didn't drop anything on the app, okay? And I'll tell you why shortly, all right? Now, next episode is... No, I'm just messing with you. For those of y'all who know what that is, you know, that's Dr. Dre. Hold up. Hey! And Snoop, but now I ain't gonna talk about the next episode. We just gonna stay on Make a Love Beast Kitchen. Have I been Make a Love Beast Kitchen? Yes. I've been over here killing it, y'all. Oh my gosh. This is just Touch J. God is really giving me back my appetite and everything. Oh my God, he's such a healer. Yes, y'all, I'm over here killing it so much that I gained weight. Now, look, I had gained 15 pounds. I think by the time I go to the doctor tomorrow, it's going to be 20. This is just such a day, baby. That's just pieces for you. I'm just saying, God is just, he got me making love in Beast Kitchen, and I cannot wait to show y'all what's been cracking. Okay? I told y'all we're going to do the online cooking thing too. So look, I've been working on a lot of pieces. All right? So let me skip on to the next piece. That's Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. Okay? Make sure y'all are checking out the Just a Touch of Jay Fitness page on Facebook and on Instagram and everywhere else that is popping. Okay? Because I have been working out and doing what it is that I do, baby. Yes. And I'm so hype about it. Because the enemy, man, he didn't want me to work out, you know? So, you know, I started getting lazy a little bit. Any of y'all out there do that? Like, you get it all straight. Like, you know, I'm going to the gym and doing this. I got to do all working out at home. Then all of a sudden, you start eating and you just be like, whew. You know, but, I do have a good reason. I told y'all my body wasn't like that whole fight, flight, like, response for so many months. It was fighting against itself. So, like, now that I'm so relaxed and just so regular now because everything's calmed down, when I eat, I didn't want to work out. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you eat and you just be like, you know, I'm cool. So, I made a promise to y'all and to my children. I asked them for help. I said, you know what? Look, mama need a little encouragement. So my one daughter helps me one day. My other daughter helps me the other day. And when I'm working out by myself, I like to listen to my son, you know, give me that inspiration and that knowledge. Make sure y'all check him out. Nature TV. Go on my Instagram. Bull is Sterling Wise. He got a lot to say. All right. Now, look, I've been working out. Okay. And I've been doing what it is I do. So this week that's coming up, starting tomorrow, I'm going up 10. All right, so I'm doing like over 100 and something, I'm going to tell you the number, lower body movements, and I'm doing 100 and some upper body movements. And baby, my protein and my diet is just so thorough and wise since I went through everything. Now I even know more about nutrition. And baby, this is Just a Touch of Jay. That's just pieces for you. I can't give you too much, just a touch. Okay, just a touch of the Jay, touch of the Jay. Y'all like it when I do it like that. Speaking of that song, which is called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J, okay? Little remake I did, you know, to Drake's Laugh Now, Cry Later. Speaking of that song, it has to do with my marijuana papers. Because all you need is just a touch of the J. You don't need too much, just a touch. Okay, make sure y'all check them out. All right, they are my online store called This Is Just a Touch of J. Check that out. Everything else in the online store too. All my fitness pieces, all that other type of stuff. Anything you need, the clothing, all of it's there. More stuff is coming, okay? But the Just a Touch of J cannabis papers, they thrilled and they wise. You can get them in green, you can get them in black, you can get them in the regular color, whatever it is that you need. All you got to do is go ahead and order them. Yeah, my link trees and all my bios. Check them out. They up there too. King Slim Magnetic Booklet, okay? Look, these things is right, okay? They right. Make sure y'all check them out, right? Just touch it. Let me go ahead, because that was just pieces for you. Let me skate over to the next thing, right? Moving on over to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond. And I want to talk to y'all about the Just a Touch of Jay app. Now, the Just a Touch of Jay app is going through some stuff, and I told y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about that on the next episode. They're gonna tell you about it right now. But look, just, you know, do what it is that you do with that. Okay, y'all got it popping like popcorn, and I love it. But guess what else y'all got popping like popcorn, baby? Man, listen, y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn. I'm talking about popping like popcorn, baby. Every time I turn around, I'm just like, something else popping up. Something else is popping up, and you want to know what the something else is? The listens, the likes, the numbers, thousands, hundreds. Every time I turn around, I'm like, damn, it went up again. Oh my God, it went up again. Oh my gosh, on this stream network, it went up again. It's on over like 30. It's been playing. Listen, the podcast is playing in over 150 countries. Okay? Just a Touch of Jay. Chill. I don't know what y'all out there doing. I don't know what God's doing, okay? But he putting it out there in pieces for you. And y'all liking this podcast, okay? And I'm just like, all I'm doing is coming on here telling y'all the truth. That's it. I tell you no lies and that. And they said the truth shall set you free. So it's free. It's out here for free. Make sure you download it. Make sure you listen to it. Over 30 streaming networks. And I know it's more than that. It was, child, so much is going on. I got to wait for people to count the stuff for me. Because, you know, I'm getting up out of this health thing, you know. So it had a affecting my memory and stuff like that. Sometimes I just be a little messed up sometimes. But look, I can tell you that much, okay? that y'all out here and y'all love Just a Touch of Jay and Just a Touch of Jay's podcast, and everything loves you too. Okay, so thank you so much, y'all out there. Lagos, Nigeria, y'all are really rocking with me. Out in Madagascar, Aruba, Japan, Italy, Rome. Okay, y'all out there doing y'all thing. Vietnam, like, oh my gosh, y'all out there in Belize, y'all out to Jamaica. Oh my gosh, it's just so, like, y'all are just, oh my God, Argentina. Oh, it's just so many places, and y'all love it, and I love you, and thank you so much for listening to the Just Such a Day podcast. Okay, now look, I think I just gotta tell y'all about Bberg Radio. Bberg Radio, just check me out, you know, Atlanta 87 FM, you know, I'm on there 411, top of the hour, you know, Just Such a Day show. And I told you that's at night, right? But things is coming, everything's coming to y'all. I always tell y'all when it's coming, because I don't want to give you too much, just a touch, and then when it comes, I'll just put it out there in pieces for you, like, pow, take that, all right? Because this is Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. So look, I got a story to tell y'all. I got to drop a dime on y'all. This is this Sunday's work. And I was going back and forth. I said, oh my gosh, I got to drop a dime on him. I got a story to tell, like Biggie. Biggie Smalls the rapper. Have y'all checked out that tribute I did to him? Yeah, it's kind of those wires. You know, I'm getting back into the song of the week thing, you know? So, you know, you got a new one coming to y'all. You know, Mama going to drop a dime on you. Yeah, Mama about to drop a dime on you. Yes. Well, look, let me go ahead and give you this word, right? This Sunday's word is thoughts. Oh my gosh. As a man thinketh, so is he. Woman, man, however you think, that's how you gonna be. All right, so look, let me go ahead and try to put it out here in pieces for you. All right, so all week, I told y'all last episode, I was thinking. And I had a couple issues because I was just like, God, you're blessing me so much. Oh my gosh, this is a lot. You know, I didn't know how to juggle those pieces. I was a little jacked up. I was like, you know, do I go left? Do I go right? Do I stand still? I don't know. It was just so much. It was so overwhelming because God just keeps on blessing me. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you literally are really getting blessed by, like, God. God just, like, putting it out there in pieces for you. You just like, geez, do I really, like, deserve this? So, God was laying a dime on me, you know, dropping a dime on me. I woke up this morning, you know, and another blessing was there. Boom! I was like, oh my gosh. My aunt was like, she hit me up. She's like, did you get the money? I was like, let me check. She's like, yeah, you know, I was trying to send you $400, but I'm like, you know, so I send the thing to my daughter. My daughter like, yo, nothing but God. God looking you out. Because I told y'all I had been going through some financial difficulties. And then y'all out there going through that. Like, yo, look, I tell you all the time, like, I was used to making thousands and 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 thousands weekly. And then, you know, this pandemic thing came, like, bow, 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 you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, my health got taken from me. And then the medical bills started coming. Then I had to fight in court and I had to put all this money out. Then I'm like, hold on, wait a minute, what's going on? My phone started looking a little shaky. Hey, y'all out there going through that? Like, your phone started looking a little shaky and stuff. So look, man, look. So God was blessing me and stuff. So he been having people help me. Like, literally. Now, look, y'all, I gotta tell you the truth. I can't lie, okay? I'm talking about, like, literally people been helping me, right? Now, I told y'all a little while ago that, you know, I was having an issue because I never had to ask. So I had to humble myself to learn how to ask because I didn't know how to ask. I'm the type of person, I get my own money. Y'all know I was flying to work, flying all around the United States, doing what it is that I do, regional manager. I ain't never had to really ask. So God said, you know what? You know, I need you to go ahead and partake in some of this right here. You know, I need you to go ahead. I need you to go ahead and start asking some people. And I'm like this. So when I started asking, I started sharing my testimony. And I had to tell them what was going on. You know, that's why I was, because I'm asking. You know, they wonder why you asking. What's going on? This ain't you, you know. So I had to give them just a touch of J. Not too much, just a touch. Let them know what's going on, right? So as I'm letting them know what's going on, I'm healing, right? And I'm going through all this stuff. And I told y'all. And, you know, I'm starting to really understand, like, my mental processes. God is, like, showing me, like, my thinking. Like, you know, you had a issue with your thought process because you didn't even ask nobody for nothing. I said, oh my God, you know. So I started working on me. You know, I read my Bible and doing everything that I got to do, doing more, right? So today, I wake up, and like I said, mom was like, did you get the money? And I show my daughter, and my daughter like, oh my God, that's God. And I'm like, yeah. So I start praising God. I'm like, you know what, God, thank you so much. Like, you just really, really are blessing me, right? So God says, I need you to listen to Travis Green this morning, because I watched the pastors at home on Sunday, you know, well, at my hotel on Sunday, right? And even when I was home, you know, I do that because, you know, pandemic, you know, nobody's really going to church like that. You know, God bless you if you are. But, you know, a lot of people are home and they watch it like over the internet and stuff like that. That's how they get their word, you know. So I'm like, all right, God, look up Travis Green. You know, shout out to Travis Green. Okay, make sure y'all check him out. Young brother, he doing his thing out in South Carolina. So I look up Travis Green, and Travis Green started talking about remembering who you were, who you was. Who you were, you know. I don't know whichever you want to say, baby. This is just touching you. I'm just trying to put out there pieces for you. So look, he's talking about, like, don't forget where you came from. Remember who you were. Remember who you are. Because a lot of us, you know, God start blessing us and we start forgetting. You know, we out here living our best life, doing what it is that we do, that we do, that we do. We forget that, you know, we was broken and we was jacked up. We was out here doing trickery. We was out here messing up people because we ain't have ourselves together. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you in a different season now, and you kind of like, you know, you all uppity and you up there. I need you to remember who you were, because, baby, look, this is just a touch of that, baby. I know how I used to be. Oh, my gosh. I told y'all I had a girlfriend and a boyfriend, and we all lived together. Okay, I was doing that whole little lesbian thing and everything. Yeah, baby, I ain't had no problem with that. None of them pieces. I was doing all type of stuff. Trickery and everything. So anyway, look, he's talking about remembering, you know, who you were. So I start remembering who I was, right? And I watched that poll message, and it was a good message. And then God said, I need you to watch T.D. Jakes. So I started watching T.D. Jakes. I said, okay, God, you know, what is T.D. Jakes bringing to me, right? So T.D. Jakes starts talking about the kind of like the same thing. So, oh, Lord, here you go. You over here dropping a dime on me. What now, right? You know, because he's been dropping a lot of dimes on me, right? You know, he's not giving me just a touch. He be giving me a lot sometimes. But to whom much is given, much is required. And he keeps telling me that too. So I'm like, okay, God, what do you say? So T.D. Jakes is talking about remembering how he's going through stuff too. You know, he's talking about how, you know, he couldn't feed his kids and they had to eat apples off the tree. And you know how, you know, he had no lights on in his house and he had no gas, no electric, how he was going through rough times. But his faith kind of like brought him through. Any of y'all going through that? Because I can remember there was some times, you know, especially like just like now, like remembering like currently, like now. Yeah, like I'm rough times, you know, but I had to remember that God brought me through, right? So T.D. Jakes, he's talking about this too. And then he's talking about, you know, the mind and things like that. And, you know, how your thoughts can control your mind and stuff. So then God brings me back to the thought thing. So I said, okay. So I'm like, is it faith you want me to talk about, or thoughts? God keeps saying thoughts, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I'm like, okay. So T.D. Jakes is talking about the shifting and how what the enemy does, okay, is he tries to shift us like wheat. All right. Now let me get to where it's at. That's in Luke 2, right? Luke 22, 23 to 36. Read that, okay? Because basically, it says in 31, right? Satan, his desire is to have you, that he may shift you like wheat. So I said, wait a minute, hold on. Satan want to have me. So I started thinking. I said, you know, y'all know what happened when I start thinking. As a man thinking in his heart, so is he. What have my thoughts been like lately? Any of y'all going through something? I need you to think about your thoughts. What your thoughts been like lately? Right? Because Satan, right? Now look, I'm trying to drop a dime on you, okay? His desire is to have you so he could shift you like wheat. So I said, you know what? What is shifting like the wheat mean? You know, what's that? Okay? So I look up the definition of shifting like the wheat, you know, and when he's shifting you, oh my gosh, he's doing something. So look, let me share this with y'all. I had to look this up. Look, it's just a touch there. Let me get there. I can't get too much. It's a touch. Hold on. Bear with me. Okay, so ladies talking about shifting like we are. Look it up. Okay, it's like a farmer, okay, and he's separating the chaff from the wheat by shaking it violently, okay, in the sleeve thing. They shake it violently. So I said, oh my gosh, this is just a touch of jam. us as Satan out here trying to shake us violently. He wants us. How has he been doing this? And God's saying, the thoughts. So I'm like, okay. So my girlfriend hits me up, right? Now, look, I told you I got stories to tell like Biggie. When my girlfriend's hit me up, she like, you know, she's struggling with something. You know, she's going through a little something. She hits me up and she like, look, man, I'm having a problem with forgiveness. You know, so I start praying for her, drop a dime on her. Like, look, you got this. You know, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. Don't worry about it. You know, she's sharing the testimony with me. And I tell her like, no, you can't let the enemy win because I know he's messing with her thinking. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, perhaps, you know, maybe you're going through a divorce and, you know, that's all my ladies out there, right? You're going through a divorce, kid's father that you're divorcing, your ex-husband, he wasn't all that to you, right? He was off the hook. Okay, let's just keep it simple, right? And you was good to him or whatever. You know, you had your stuff, but for the most, you was good to him. And like, now you can't stand him. You like, hate him, right? God don't want you to hate him. Who would want you to hate him? You might hate him because you hate yourself, because you're going through some stuff you might have to forgive yourself with. But you know, the enemy is what God's word says right here, that Satan has desire to have you because he want to shift you like wheat. So you know what he going to do. He going to come to your thoughts, your mind, because the man thinking so itty. I get you to think about hate. You'll hate him. Then you'll forget about God. Right? But I told y'all, right? This is all about remembering where you came from. All right, so look, so I said, daggone, you know, I'm encouraging her. And I'm like, daggone, because I always got to think about myself. So I said, self, what? I said, Jay, look, oh my gosh, what's going on? I said, you know what? What happened with you with something like that? Where your thoughts messed with you? And I start thinking. And y'all know again what happens when I start thinking. I started thinking about how I used to have issues with relationships, right? Now look, every time I get in a relationship with somebody, right? Shout out to me now because I'm single, you know, but look, God got something for me. I know he does, right? But when I used to get in these relationships, right, a lot of the guys and women at the time, you know, they would say, you know, you're just too good to be true. And they would all kind of tell me that because I was nice. I was giving. I was forgiving. I didn't ever worry about what they was doing. You know, I'm like, look, I'm one of a kind, baby. I get better with age, like wine, fine wine. You know, this is just a touch of jet. Y'all seen it? I look fine. I got myself together. You know, I'm out here doing what it is that I do, but I'm not like real, like, you know, like crazy. You know how people be out there acting crazy, worried about why you ain't calling me and why you ain't doing this and all that. That was never me. I was nice. You know, I like being submissive to my significant other. I like to cook with them. I like to dance with them. I like the simple things in life. Walks. I like to dance. I like to skate. I just like to have fun. You know, I'm like, come on over. Let's put on our pajamas. You know, let's watch a movie. Let's go out back. Let's put the blanket out there. Let's just chill. Let's just do what it is that we do, baby. Go to the museum. I like the simple things, you know, and they will always be like, man, yo, you just too good to be true. Like they couldn't believe it. You know, I'm God fearing. I love God. So if I love God the way that I love God, did I tell y'all? Okay. And back then, I really wouldn't love God so much. But, you know, I loved enough to want to pray with the person I was with. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you know, you just got a good heart. My heart was good. You know? And they would be like, man, you too good to be true because of what they were used to. So what happened is that over time, those thoughts started to get to me. And I would start to think, damn, man, maybe I am too good to be true. I started to doubt myself. I didn't think I was good enough because they kept telling me like, you're too good to be true. So I was like, dang, I must not be good enough. So I would get in relationships and then I would kind of like self-sabotage them. Yeah. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, seriously, like you get in a relationship and you kind of don't think that you know, really like that thorough and that wise, even though you know you are, but you're just so used to people saying, man, you're too good to be true. Nobody could be like you. You know, this can't be possible. So you start thinking to yourself like, daggone, you know what? Well, maybe I ain't that thorough and that wise. You know, that can happen to you. It happened to me. So I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, so these thoughts had me messed up like that too. And I would self-sabotage the relationship. I wouldn't give my all. I would hide who I was. I wouldn't be me. Any of y'all out there going through that? So I started comparing myself with my peoples. And I said, you know what? She's going through some stuff too. Some of y'all might be out there going through that. But as a man think of in his heart, so is he. I said, okay, the thoughts. God, I said, God, you sure it ain't faith? He said, nope, it's not faith. The word is thoughts. So I said, okay. So I started thinking. I said, okay, you know what happens when I start thinking, right? So I said, what happens when these thoughts get to me? Right? Get to all of us. They get the best of us, right? And what happens is they hold us in bondage. like my peoples, when she hit me up, she was talking about some, you know how she kind of like hated them, the person that, you know, she was having issues with, and she was really struggling with it, forgiveness and stuff. So right, when we struggle with stuff because of our thoughts, they keep us in bondage. Oh my gosh, right? I just dropped the dime on you. They keep us in bondage. And you know what that bondage does? It keeps other people in bondage. So if we go back to the original text in Luke 22, Satan's winning. Because his desire is to have you, right? He want to shift you violently like the wheat. He want to have you all jacked up. When you shift the wheat, you shifting that stuff violently. Okay, I looked it up. You like, because you trying to get all that crap off of it. You know, the crap that he might call crap, the God that's on you, the goodness that's on you, he trying to shift it all off of you. He's trying to mess you all up, scar you all up, have you all jacked up, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So he gives us these thoughts that run through our mind, you know, like somebody else, right? Hit me up today. She's going through it too. Yeah, one of my other peoples. Oh, man. And she's going through it because she lost one of her loved ones, right? Somebody real close to her. And she lost another one not too long ago. So she like, man, this is so hard. It's killing me. Oh, there's another one. Now he's killing. He's giving. He gave the one the thought of the hate. Then he's giving the other one the thought that is killing him. Any of y'all out there going through it like that? Like you feel like something killing you. I felt like that early this year, like something was killing me. Oh my gosh, this sickness, this thing that came over my body, that spiritual warfare, that sickness that God allowed to happen, that created a clean heart and renewed my spirit and got me right now. But you know, what happened is that I was feeling like things was killing me. I hated it, right? So I had to let her know. I said, no, you could get through this, right? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You got to give yourself God's word. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Okay, you got to feed yourself the positive affirmations. You can do this. It's okay. This is normal. People go every day. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. I just told y'all that. All right, in my other episode. So, as I'm thinking about all this stuff, I said, okay, your thoughts, they keep you in bondage. Sometimes you self-sabotage things after that, right? Okay. Now, what you got to do is you got to go back and remember who you are. Who are you? Who are you? Because you must be somebody if the enemy keeps messing with you, messing with your thoughts, messing with your thinking, wanting you to hate people, wanting you to feel like you can't do it, you can't win. It's killing you. It's so much. You can't. The word can is inside can't. He's just trying to trick you, right? Think about this. Why would he be trying to? Because he don't remember. He don't want you to remember who you are. You don't remember. He out here, he tried to get you all tricked up in your head when you all jacked up. Because this man, like I said, thinking in his heart, so is he, right? So, let me break this down to you, okay? This is so thorough and wise. Why does he do this? Why? Why? Because he don't want you to have faith in God. Oh, yeah, a little faith. You know, you see it all up in the Bible. You know, you heard about it. When people don't have faith, he gets you so messed up in what you got going on that you no longer start looking at the God and having faith in God, but you start looking at the problem. God is the problem solver. You need to keep your eyes on the problem solver, not the problem. They have you so worried about it. Let me tell you a little story, right? My son hit me up. My son also, he going through some stuff too. He's like, Mom, you know, my finances, everybody. It's just like, he's attacking us and our finances and all type of stuff, you know, but God's letting it happen. So my son, he's telling me, he's like, you know, I was trying to do this, I was trying to do that, but you know, somebody scammed me. I said, somebody scammed you? You know, he ain't out there doing no trickery. He's doing it the legit way, but something happened. And then he was working and they fired him from his job because somebody else did this. He just been getting attacked. And I said, you know what? You know, it's just a touch of J, baby. That's what happens when you are a piece of me. You know, the attack's going to come, but the greatest thing is coming out of the attack, right? That's what I want y'all to know too, right? So as he's telling me about all this stuff, right? He's saying, you know what, man? I know the enemy wouldn't be on me if I wasn't so great. I said, yeah. He does the same things over and over and over again. It's a pattern. He just does it in a different way. So, I'm summing all this up and bringing this together, right? Because a man thinks, so is he. Thoughts, bondage, keep you all messed up. He don't want you to remember who you are. A child of God, thorough, wise. He wants you to be all discombobulated because his desire is to have you and shift you like wheat. Mess you all up, right? And you know why? Like I said, because, see, sometimes when we going through stuff, right, it's for us, but it's also for other people. See, you see how I just dropped a dime on you and I just told you about, you know, one of my girlfriends, you know, and then I gave you an example, you know, about somebody who might be going through a divorce. And then I told you about somebody else that was going through something because they lost someone. But I told you these things. They're examples, right? They're out here to help you. Okay? Because what you go through a lot of times is to help other people, right? About to drop a dime on you. I'm telling you, just stay with me. So like me right now, right? Y'all know how my podcast used to be back in the day. Oh my God, I used to be off the hook with certain things, right? 3 years in the making. This is just a touch of day. Okay? But if you've been listening to me all this time, you know that I've grown. I don't record like I used to record. I don't talk about certain things that I used to talk about, right? Now I'm a little bit more inspiring, right? Now I got testimonies at the testimonies, right? I started off with a testimony. That's how my podcast started, right? But now I have more to talk about because I'm going through more things. Just like a lot of y'all too, right? So what the enemy does, you know, Satan, he likes to go ahead and shift us like wheat, get us all messed up, get our thoughts messed up, right? But see, what's so thorough is that God knows that he's trying to do all that, right? Because he knows that he blesses you for other people so other people can get your testimony, so other people can see that they can overcome. So other people can know that they can do it too. That's why the enemy, he's so sneaky. And he doesn't want you. Like right now, I have my throat getting all messed up. This is just a touch of day, baby. He don't want me to tell you about these good pieces. Okay? He don't want that to happen. He don't want that to happen. Because your faith gets strengthened by the things that you go through. Okay, now let me break it down and let me show you how this is true. All right, now 32, I read y'all 31 where it says Satan has desired to have you that he may shift you like wheat. But, so 32 says, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not when thou art converted, strengthened thy brethren. So basically what God is saying right there is that, but even though he's doing all this, I pray for you to have faith, right? I pray for you to have faith that your faith faileth not. And when, he doesn't say if, he says, and when you convert it, basically realize it, basically change your way of thinking, your thoughts and everything that you got going on. When, because God knows that you are. So when you do, right? What does he say? You're going to be strengthened, thy brethren. Right? So, it's all about your thoughts, right? If any of y'all are out there going through this and you know that your mind is kind of like messing with you. First of all, if you resist the devil, he's going to flee from you. But you know, he's tricky. So he'll come a different way. He'll come another way and all that. He'll mess with your thinking. Get you stinking thinking. Thinking about others, thinking about yourself. Because a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Heart, mind, and sync. Think, okay? And then when you have one thought, that turns into negative thinking. If it's negative, okay? That's what we're talking about. And a negative thinking, right, turns into negative feelings and emotions. And then when you have these negative feelings and emotions, you have these negative actions. And when you have these negative actions, you have these negative reactions. Baby, this is just a touchy check. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, right? And then you have these reactions, right? And then these actions and all this stuff starts happening, right? And you do things like how I used to do them, right? Self-sabotage. You want to know why? Because you get held in bondage, your own self-bondage. And why? Why would the enemy, oh my gosh, want to do that to you? Because you're valuable. You're thorough. You're wise. Dogs don't bark at parked cars. They bark at things that's moving, baby. I need y'all to get this. You need to know how thorough and how wise you are. Okay? Like, come on. If you're going through some stuff, see, I told you it's about remembering who you were. You thorough and you wise, but sometimes the enemy does things try to make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. So I always tell y'all, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And I say, please don't. And don't make yourself feel like that. Because that's what he does. Right? Because the man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So are you. Okay? Because out of the heart flows the issues of life. Remember? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Thoughts. Tongue. Speaking. All right? You're speaking things to yourself about what you think. So you got to watch it. And you got to start paying attention to it. And you got to be like, wait a minute. Hold on. He's trying to get up on me. Okay. That means I'm thorough and I'm wise. And you got to watch it. Watch your thoughts. That's what I want you to do all week long. From now on, period. Watch your thoughts. Okay? That's what this is about. Remember who you are. Because God promised you when you get that part of it. Right? When you get that part, that's when your strength is going to come. God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. So if you're going through something right now, like most of us, we out here in this pandemic, everybody's going through something. All right? Think about how you think about that thing you're going through. Think about what ways you're getting attacked by the enemy, you know? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, man. Listen, against the rules and the darkness, you know. But if you really know the word, you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It shall form, but it ain't going to prosper. You know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And you know God's not going to give you more than you can bear. Because he already got it all under control. The battle is not yours, it's his. You just have to remember whom's you are. And watch out, because the enemy, he's after your thoughts, all right? So look, this is just a touch of your baby. That was just pieces for you. So how y'all want me to end this? Huh? Y'all like it when I do it like that? Look, y'all want me to give you that sexy Janet Jackson, Barry White voice, huh? Y'all want me to give it to you like that? Let me see. Hold on. Let me clear my throat. Be cracking myself up. Oh my God, I'm so thorough and wise. Oh my God, this is just the touch of J. Look, all right, you ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So look, what do I tell y'all? When I'm skating on about here to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left, doing what it is that I do so I can shine bright like a diamond, okay? First thing I tell y'all is, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. Oh my gosh. And don't let Satan do it, the enemy, okay? Please don't. Don't you let the devil steal your joy. None of that type of stuff. Okay? And if you don't believe in the devil, I need you to understand. If you believe in God and you listen to me, you better go ahead and believe in that devil. Because the enemy, he is something else. Okay? But don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Because he come in all shapes and forms and everything. Okay? Please don't. Okay? And you want to know why? Because you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes, you got to let that little light on the inside of you shine bright like a diamond. Yes, like this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine. Did y'all like that? Y'all like it when I do it like that. I know you do, but look, you gotta let it shine bright like a diamond. Seriously, yeah. Woo! Shine bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, girl, if you listening. Rihanna. You know how she got the song Shine Bright Like a Diamond. Yeah, y'all need to listen to that. Look, Shine Bright Like a Diamond. You gotta shine bright. Man, look, you down and you wise. And the enemy always tries to get you to dim your light by messing with your thoughts, because all he want to do is shift you like wheat, because his desire is to have you. Okay? But, you know, that requires for you to do something else. And that's number three. That's what I tell y'all, right? Spread love, because it's the Brooklyn way, baby. This is just a touch of Jay. You got to spread that love. The world needs love. Give love to yourself. Don't be messed up like how I was when I was out here, you know, because people was telling me, you know, he's too good to be true. So I started not to want to give the love. But now I know I get the love to everybody. Look, like I said, this is just a touch of Jay, baby. I got to put it out there in pieces for you, okay? Because I know what God done did for me. All right, we all out here, we learning. I'm out here helping y'all along the way, okay? I got to do that, all right? I'm obligated. So quick recap, okay? The quick recap is watch your thoughts, okay? Because as a man thinketh, woman, man, child, whoever, grandma, uncle, aunties, cousins, whatever you think, that's how you going to be. Okay, and if the enemy is out here trying to mess with you, you got to understand that you thoroughly, you wise, because dogs don't bark at cars that ain't moving. Okay, so that means you want to move to something. That means you that thoroughly, you wise that he's over here attacking you. But you know what God does? God let it happen sometime, you know, because the victory is always going to be ours. We already won. He already won it for us, you know. So sometimes we got to go through stuff, because that shifting, it also reveals other things, like, you know, God's glory, like with me, like how I told y'all, like I had to ask people for stuff, so I had to give my testimony, and now God like, yeah, 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 so now I know I really can depend on him for my daily bread. Now I really know how thorough and wise God is. Or for the testimony, that's for somebody else. You know, you start telling your story, start sharing it, like, man, you know, I went through that too. People like, for real? How'd you get over it? You tell them, and they like, damn, I think I can do this too then. You know, it's all type of reasons. But the enemy does stuff to steal your joy, because it's desirous to have you. And you can't let those thoughts mess you up. Okay? Because they'll hold you in the bondage, and then you hold other people in the bondage. Then you be all messed up out here doing trickery and all that type of stuff, manipulating everything, trying to get out of the bondage. And all you got to do is trust God. You want to know why? Because he tells you that he prayed for thee, that thy faith not be tempted, not fail. Right? And he just says, when you convert it, you get it all together. Like convert it, just change. Like you understand, you know who he is now. That it's going to strengthen you. And he don't want you to be strong. Enemy wants you to be weak. So if you're out there feeling weak and you're going through something, think about your thoughts and why. All right? This is just a touch of Jack, right? That was just pieces for you. Now look, I'm up out of here, right? And I'ma be back when I got something else to say. Yes, and when I got something else to say. Yeah, or when I got something else to say. Right? Seriously, cause I love my babies. Right? So I am gonna be back. Okay? When I got something else to say. I love y'all. Make sure y'all keep listening. I got some other stuff coming to you, because I love y'all, all right? I love you. I love you. I love you so much. That's why I give you just a touch of J. Bye. What's up, y'all? Oh my gosh. Y'all hear that? Come on now. J. _J. Hey y'all. Did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No. I can never do that. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow your head, close your eyes. Let me go ahead and let me drop a dime on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out there in pieces for him to be able to resonate inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it. Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them, okay? Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you, all right? He's going to restore you. He's going to help you, all right? In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid, all right? We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort, as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name I pray. I love you guys. Amen. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on my flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? Hey y'all, this is just a touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J. Hey y'all, what's up? How y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do. Being so sexy, so thrilled, and so wise. Well, listen, look, right? I'm coming back to y'all with the song of the week, all right? And this one right here, this whole remix goes out to my man's Biggie Smalls. Yeah, the Notorious B.I.G. And make sure y'all listening to the 411 Wire this week, right? The hottest entertainment segment in the A. Because I got some pieces for you. I told y'all, man. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Make sure you listen to the song, man. I love y'all. Love my babies, all right? It's up next. Hey y'all, yeah. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces.
All the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing.
Y'all hear that?
All the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Raw D, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Wait a minute, y'all. This is just a touch of J. Y'all like that? Now look, man. Y'all know what I'm doing again? The song of the week. And I gotta give it to my man's Biggie Smalls. Check out Machine Gun Funk. Oh my God. I live better, but yeah, I die better, but I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, baby.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back, talking about the gaps in your raps, but I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams, still some empty, got the feel one, cats I got the feel some. To let you know that if you're with Big and Heavy, I get up in that like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the lyrical. Saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the thugs along with me. Just for that and shifty. Sticks and stones break bones, but they kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. Smoking front by the boxes, packing boxes. It's natural to eat your tight.
I just hit a drop of bomb on him like flex.
It's that work, baby.
It's that work,
you know,
baby.
You fine, right?
This is just a touch of you, baby. You know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you.
You like that?
Here's another one.
O-V-O-U-C-A _ letter J. Yes,
this shit comes with the comedy.
And another one.
Wait a minute, y'all. I got another one. This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go over to My Name Is ONI76 on Instagram, baby. And definitely make sure you download the Just a Touch of J app. Oh my gosh, y'all gotta make sure y'all follow me at Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. On Instagram, that's where I do my food thing. This is just a touch of your baby. Y'all know I gotta put that out there in pieces for you, right? Don't forget to check out the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, right? The Just a Touch of J podcast, Just a Touch of J's fitness, and make sure you Google Just a Touch of J, man. Check out the online store called thisisjustatouchofj.com, because this is just a touch of J, baby. I love my babies, right? I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. J. T-O-U-C-H. Yeah. _ letter J. That's what they call it. And I can't forget, man. Make sure y'all check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. All right? Atlanta's hottest entertainment segment called the 411 Wire and the Just a Touch of J radio show. And for the last time, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, right? I love y'all.
You like it when I do it like that.
And y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like
pieces
it when I do it like that.
For you.
All he
for
needs
you.
Is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right? Right.
All you need is just
all
a touch of J.
Just a touch of J.
Y'all hear that?
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of J.
This is just a touch of J, baby. Come on.
All you need is just a touch of J.
Baby, like it when I do it like that. Baby, like it when I do it. Y'all know I'm feeling wise, right? My baby, like it when I do it like that.
Pieces for you.
When I do it like that.
Pieces for you.
It's making love and peace kitchen.
It's making love and peace kitchen. Love and Beast Kitchen.
Peace is for you.
All he needs is just a touch of chip. All he needs is just a touch of chip.
Peace is for you.
I love you, baby.
Zucchini, zucchini.
Yeah. Just a touch of chip, baby.
Y'all like it when I do it like that?
Just a touch of chip.
Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen.
Food thing.
Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby.
This is just a touch of the chest.
And my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of chest.
Y'all hear that?
It's telling fit, baby.
Ladies.
All he needs is just a touch of chest.
This is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J.
And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I wanna give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mm-hmm. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is just
yeah,
a touch of J.
Make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby.
Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
Oh my gosh, man.
Oh man, this beat goes so hard, baby.
Tell y'all this is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all know that y'all can really just rock with this.
Y'all know I put this out there in
pieces for you.
Significant others.
Yeah,
y'all can just
y'all can just take a chill to this one right here.
Yeah, man.
This beat goes so hard, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It's called the box.
Y'all know about the box?
Yeah.
Don't forget to make sure that y'all go over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. gonna scroll around and gravitate. Yeah. I love you guys. Again, this is just a touch of jazz.